Chapter 8. Heartless. Do you see the Tin Man? I ask.
No, Frankie says.
Me neither, Penny says. She is using the flashlight on her phone to light up the yellow brick road. Scarecrow is on the lookout, too. His legs are still wobbling, but at least he's standing on his own 2 feet. We've been walking for at least an hour. I'm getting really worried about Dorothy and Robin. Please, please, please let them be okay. Prince is leading our pack, and Toto is behind him, still whimpering.
What's wrong, little man?
Scarecrow asks Toto. He doesn't talk, I say.
Oh, Scarecrow says, looking surprised. Interesting.
Another whimper. Is he ever going to stop crying? Penny moans. Probably when we find Dorothy, Frankie says. He did just see his best friend get abducted by winged monkeys. Oh, I remember, Penny says, angling the flashlight into the forest again. Suddenly, the light bounces back to us. What was that? I ask. Prince bolts off the yellow brick road and into the forest. Prince, wait! I cry, heading after him. Ruff! I hear him bark. Penny and Frankie follow me into the forest. Scarecrow, stay there with Toto! I call out. It's so dark, I can barely see. I try to avoid running headfirst into a tree or tripping over one of the roots. Plunk! I run right into something. Something hard. I stumble backward and land on my butt.
Oi!
A very creaky voice says. I jump up. That was a man's voice. I swallow. Who said that?
Oi! Yo!
The voice croaks out.
Oi! Yo!
What is oi yul? Penny shines her phone flashlight ahead. The light shines on what looks like a foot. Penny raises the flashlight slowly. The foot leads to a silver leg, a silver body, a silver head, and a frowning face. Tin Man? I ask. Is that you?
Ah!
Penny screams.
Ah!
What's wrong? I ask. He's holding an axe, she says.
He's supposed to be, Frankie says. He cuts wood. That's his job.
Penny shines the light over him. He's frozen in place. Why isn't he moving?
Because he's rusty, Frankie explains. He needs his... Oi! Yul!
He repeats.
Oil,
Frankie says. He needs the jug of oil. Everyone, look for the jug. Penny, shine your flashlight on the ground.
Witch,
he says slowly.
Cursed tin.
Where is the can? I ask. I'll get it for you.
Tree,
he barely manages to say. I run over to a nearby, tall, thin tree. I look behind the tree and find Prince sniffing the oil can. Good dog. The can has a silver spout. I grab it and rush back over to Tin Man.
I'll do that,
Penny says, grabbing the can out of my hand. I got it, I say, trying to grab it back.
I'll do it, Frankie snaps, grabbing the can from both our hands.
Whatever, Cranky Frankie, Penny mutters. Frankie ignores her and pours the oil from the spout into Tin Man's mouth and then into the joints of Tin Man's arms.
Ah,
he says with relief, bending his elbows.
Yay, so much better, thank you.
Frankie continues oiling his joints until Tin Man can move all his limbs. Did I get everything? She asks. He puts down the axe and stretches his metal arms above his head.
You did! I feel great now.
I haven't felt this good in years. Thank you for rescuing me.
You're welcome, Frankie says.
Is there anything I can do to return the favor?
He asks. Yes, actually, I say. Do you happen to know where the Wicked Witch of the West's castle is? We need to find it.
I do, he says. Do you really want to go there, though? She's horrible.
We know, I say. She kidnapped our friends.
She put a curse on me,
he says, cringing.
That's why I'm made of tin.
Why would she do that? Penny asks.
I fell in love with a nice young woman, and the witch got very jealous,
he explains.
She didn't want us to be together, and so she stuck me out here, unable to move.
But now you can move, Penny says. Are you going to find the nice young woman? He shakes his head sadly.
No point in that, he says. I'm made out of tin. I don't have a heart. I can't love anyone.
You poor guy, I say. So does that mean you'll come with us? Penny asks. To save our friends? He doesn't have to, I say quickly. We can't offer him a heart in return like Dorothy did in the movie.
Of course I'll come,
he says, squaring his metal shoulders.
You just saved me from an eternity of rusting in the forest, and it's not like I have any other big plans tonight.
Great, Penny says. We could use the backup. We lead Tin Man back through the forest and to the Yellow Brick Road, where Scarecrow is waiting patiently with Toto. Tin Man meets Scarecrow and Toto, I say. Toto and Scarecrow meet Tin Man. Scarecrow extends his hand to Tin Man.
Nice to meet you, Scarecrow says.
The pleasure is all mine, says Tin Man.
Okay, I have to admit, it's super fun to meet the characters from the story. Maybe Penny was right.
Are you coming along to the witch's castle?
Tin Man asks Scarecrow.
Me? Scarecrow says. No! Why would I do that?
They need to save their friends,
Tin Man explains, gesturing to me, Frankie, Penny, and the dogs.
In that case, of course, Scarecrow says.
These guys are the best. Do we just take the Yellow Brick Road all the way there? Frankie asks Tin Man.
Oh, no, he says. The Yellow Brick Road goes to the Emerald City. It doesn't go to the Wicked Witch's castle. We have to go through the dark, scary forest to get to the castle.
That's not really what it's called, is it? Penny asks.
It totally is,
Tin Man says.
Although Ozonians call it the DSF for short.
Great. Let's go, Frankie commands, lifting her chin and leading the way. We want to get there while it's still night. Easier to hide in the dark. Yeah, Penny snorts. Let's go walk through the DSF to storm a witch's castle filled with flying monkeys in the middle of the night. What could go wrong? Can you stop whining? Frankie asks. Okay, Cranky Frankie, Penny says. Frankie turns and narrows her eyes at Penny. Maybe we'll find the lion, I say. Remember the lion? He's roaming around the forest somewhere. He can help us take on the witches.
You want us to run into a lion in the middle of the night in the forest? Scarecrow asks. Are you sure? Lions eat humans, you know.
This lion won't eat us, I say. He's kind of a scaredy cat.
Then how will he help us against the witches?
Tin Man asks. Good point, Penny says. It's not just the witches either. It's the witches plus Gluck. I take a deep breath. This is going to be a long night.